producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I talked a little bit about having met Alan Rickman yesterday, who died yesterday at age 69. He was on Broadway in a play that was a little weird, to be quite honest, but most people, as I said, I ran into both he and Ralph Fiennes because they were in town to see Daniel Radcliffe when he was in How to Succeed in Business. And apparently that cast, you know, there were all these great British actors, which I think was sort of began the trend of taking kids' stories, young adult stories,
right,
and putting a whole bunch of really young, untested actors in them,
right,
and surrounding them with
really
great prose.
Right. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and the Brits, I mean, all three of those kids have really done. There's something about British kids and or the British acting scenario that seems to make those kids saner than the American system, that they don't end up on drugs, they don't end up
with tattoos
all over them. I don't know. I don't know if they take acting more seriously, if their training is more rigorous. If Daniel Craig is a charming guy. I mean, he's short, and he does smoke. I must admit that. And Emma Watson is charming, and Rupert Grimes I've met, who's he's kind of in some ways he's the least physically attractive, but he's the tallest, and he's done a lot of acting. But they really surrounded them with Maggie Smith and Alec Guinness and Ralph Fiennes and Alan, and there was clearly a sense of community about them. The fact that they went on for so long, the fact that they made so much money, they all seem to be nice people. And as I said, when I tweeted today that Alan Rickman raised the IQ of the room just by walking into it. He was really,
yeah.
I mean, he's in so many great movies. The one that I'll probably remember most where he's not playing Snape in Harry Potter, but in Love Actually, where he plays the philandering.
Harry is his character, I think, right?
Yeah. And I thought he was wonderful in that against Emma Thompson, who was also in Harry Potter. I think that Harry Potter not only made scads of money for everybody, making lots of people very, very wealthy, but revived kids reading and sort of employed every English actor, I think, on the planet. That was great. All righty. So I thought what we would do is take a quick look at Shane, you're going to have to resend whatever you sent because it didn't come through.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I think either your computer or my computer are just not being very cooperative
today. Yeah, I think it's one of those days, unfortunately.
So, and as we mentioned, Wikipedia, pardon me, is 15 years old. And there's actually an article today that says, okay, Wikipedia exists. Well, it's existed for 15 years, which is hard to believe. I mean, everything on the Internet seems so relatively modern and new that the question is, will it be around in another 15 years? And probably not, but there will be something that replaces it. So 855-993-7569. Molly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I was hoping you could give me some insight into a problem I'm having with my husband.
Okay.
We've been together about 25 years, married almost 20. We have three children, and I'm really nervous, sorry.
That's
the issue, we have a really wonderful marriage. We agree about how to live our lives and money and how to raise our kids and all these things. The thing we fight about, and we have tended to fight about from the beginning, is his family, their expectations, and really more to the point, his mother. We live in his hometown where his family is, and after 25 years of not really dealing very well with those issues, it's starting to create a gulf between us, and we really don't see things the same way in relation to his family, and I don't really know.
Okay, let's get specific. What is there a behavior? Is it that he's over there too much? Tell me where the conflict lies.
Oh, boy. One of the first, if I can give you a little background, one of the first things that happened between us is his mother refused to speak to me when we were first dating because at the time he met me, he was dating someone that she loved.
Okay.
Very different.
Let me just stop you for this in a minute. You said you have three kids. How old is your oldest kid?
15.
In the next 5 to 10 years, you are going to see your children begin to date, and I guarantee you this will happen to you, that one of your kids will start dating somebody that you just think is wonderful, and they will break up. And you'll be heartbroken. So you're just going to have to. It's really not unusual. You hear me all the time on the air saying, whether you like your kids date or don't, we don't live in a society where the parents get to pick. Keep your mouth shut, because if you badmouth them, your kid that you're badmouthing them to will tell their date, and you will have a lifelong enemy. But
right.
Molly, I'm telling you that it will. I guarantee it will happen to you, and hopefully you'll be a little wiser than your mother-in-law. But you have to let that go.
The problem is the slights and the sort of not accepting me and being not terribly friendly.
Well, but part of it is that, look, you were, how old are you now? Did you tell me?
45.
Okay. So, look, 25 years ago, you were 20 years old. You had thin skin. And so when your mother-in-law said to your now husband, you can do better, or she chews with her mouth shut, or she's not as smart as Samantha, or all the kinds of things that people say, he told you, which is really stupid on his part. But, I mean, so it's done. So, and you probably were not very charming to her, because if you'd called me then, I would have said, smother her with kindness, because then either she'll like you or not, but stupid and cheerful. You acknowledge it, you're going to create a rift.
Well, and I hear you, and I listen to you, and I have for years, and I have been playing stupid and cheerful for 20 to 25 years.
All right, well, so let's deal with today.
Well,
what's going on today?
If I may, because what I have to tell you really impacts the whole situation. So years ago, she did something to me that was very hurtful, and I said to my husband, I really need to call her and tell her how hurtful that thing was. And his response to me was, no one crosses my mother. No one calls my mother on the carpet. No one tells her that she has.
Well, your husband was. Did you call her?
I did.
Okay. So what happened?
She acted as though I did not call, or that particular incident did not happen. There was no acknowledgement. So she lives in a world where.
Molly, you're not going to change your mother's behavior, your
no,
mother-in-law's
honey,
behavior.
Believe me, I understand, but.
Well, so let's talk about what we could do now.
Right.
We can't go back 25 years.
I understand.
We're not going to change your behavior. Tell me what's going on now so I can help you with this.
Well, he refuses or can't see or doesn't acknowledge the way she treats me, the way
he's not going to. He can't.
But here's what's come up recently, and this we're trying to change who is guardian for our children. Okay. He suggested his mother.
Probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense just because she's older than you are.
Agreed, but he doesn't see that, nor does he want to acknowledge or see all the other baggage and things.
Molly, listen for a minute. If he was bad-mouthing your best friend, your mother, your father, somebody that you hold dear, that he doesn't like, it puts you in a completely untenable position. There's just no way of doing that. So what I'm telling you is explaining to your husband that you think his mother is a jerk is not profitable. Because on some level he may believe it, but he can't afford to believe it. This is his mother. And so that it's just not profitable. And what it does is it will harden his heart against you whenever you want to talk about anything. And so it's not only not profitable, it's incredibly expensive. So let's deal with the issue of, specifically when we come back, of who the alternatives are for your mother, two questions. Who the alternative that you would suggest to your mother-in-law and whether she's a good grandmother, right? Let's look at both of those issues when we come back. Hang on for me. I'm Dr. Carter.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. I'm just warning you folks, there's a tornado watch where I am right now. So if the tornado actually hits and the electricity goes out, Shane will take care of you. Right? Hopefully it will not happen.
Yeah, let's hope not. But yeah
Molly, I'm going to take care of you. All right, so... So the two questions I asked you is, number one, who would you like to be the guardian of your kids?
There are two other alternatives that we have discussed, but he's at this point stuck on me explaining to him why his mom is not Okay.
Well, see, all right. So, but see, what I would just say is, look, you tend to get, hopefully nothing will happen, but you put, how old are your children?
Between 15 and 12.
Okay. Well, these are not babies. Is she, all right, so let's look at this issue for just a minute, because I think that's probably the best way for you to be dealing with it. Assuming that somehow the tornado that I'm watching snatches you up, snatches both you and your husband up, and takes you to a galaxy far, far away, what would be the issue with your mother-in-law raising those three kids? What would be the major issue of contention as far as you, if you were looking down from wherever you are and saying, oh, no, I don't want her to do that?
Can I give you two?
Yes.
She is a woman who has never, I don't think, let go of being a mother to her adult children.
Okay.
And I feel that if something happened to my children, she would smother them and coddle them and not let them be.
All right, you've got independent. You've got three teenagers. Looking at those kids, there. My guess is, if your family is like most, that one of those kids is, you know, has been their own person since the moment of, if not conception, certainly at least birth. One of the kids is a get-along, go-along sort of negotiate with people, and one person is probably vaguely susceptible to you, to your mother-in-law, to teachers, to friends, which means that there's probably one of your kids that's susceptible to that, the other two are not, right? If you look at the personalities of your kids, how old is your mother-in-law?
71.
Okay, so the likelihood of her being alive in 10 years is probably high, 20 years, and being willing to take on... Well, of course, it wouldn't be teenagers then. So you're really talking about a decade, right?
Right.
Where you, so between your mother-in-law being between 70 and 80, taking on three teenagers for 10 years. Hopefully, you guys have life insurance policies, so the kids and I mean, basically, you're talking about something disastrous happening immediately. Because the older she gets, I mean, first of all. Most 70-year-olds have no interest in taking on raising teenagers. She may love your kids, and she may be the default position when they go to her and complaining about you guys. But actually raising teenagers, and those kids, I mean, if you're talking about 3-year-olds, then you got an issue. You're talking about people who's, by and large, at least two of the three of them probably have relatively well-formed personality structures. So whether she's a clingy person, or look, I don't have time for you, or I'm anti-MAME. They're going to be fairly. They're already to the point of relative self-reliance in terms of their personality structure.
Well, and the thing I guess I really want to talk about more is I listen to you very faithfully. I have been stupid and cheerful over the years. I go out of my way to be kind to her, and do the things I need to do. An outsider looking in would not be able to tell that I don't care for her. And so I do play stupid and cheerful, and I do it really well. But things come up over and over and over again where his expectations, or in his mind, everything's fine. His mother-in-law's...
Give me an example of something, because this sounds to me less an issue between you and your mother-in-law and more of an issue between you and your husband.
No, I agree. I completely agree. It's not about her. It's about how we deal with it as a couple.
So give me an example of something. You've told me one, but it would seem to me that the way to deal with that is, first of all, to say, okay, look, you get to nominate somebody, I get to nominate somebody. Is your mom still alive?
She is, but I wouldn't do her because she's 74. I mean, I don't think choosing anyone that old is very wise.
So what you could say is, look, under ordinary circumstances, if the kids were babies, and so this would be 15 years ago, that... When both of our parents are within, or both of our mothers are within 3 years of each other, I would have nominated my mom, you would have nominated your mom, they would have been co-guardians, and it would have been fine, because the kids were young and they were young. We're now to a stage where your mother and my mother are 3 years different, that I would not nominate my mom because I think she's too old. I don't think she's going to want to do it. I don't think she has the stamina. I don't think she's enough in touch, and I don't think she'd want it. If you think your mom is up to the task, that's fine. So in lieu of my mom, I'd like to nominate whomever. Henry right. Belafonte, that, you know, I just put some at the end. And then it's not a matter of your mom's an idiot or whatever. It's just, look, under ordinary circumstances, we'd have both moms, both grandmothers, being co-guardians. So they both stay involved with the kids. I don't think my mom is I don't think it makes much sense, because today she's 73 or 74. And assuming that this happens, that something terrible happens within the next 5 years or 10 years, it's going to be in her 80s. If you think your mom is up to the task, okay, let's put your mom on. Let's put somebody else on who's younger.
Well,
so just
and
Molly, look, my kiddo, you're not, you're fighting an argument, but you're fighting a war you can't win. It's not because you're right or wrong. It's just not winnable. And so at some point, you gotta decide, is it worth my marriage? Is it worth the problem it's creating? The good news, there's presumably something that you love about your husband. And presumably part of those good things that you love about your husband came from the fact that his mother is who she is. And you're making yourself an enemy of your mother-in-law in your husband's eyes is just not profitable. What he will do is view you as unreasonable. And you don't want anybody with whom you have to do ongoing negotiations viewing you as unreasonable, because they'll dismiss you. No matter how reasonable you are, you hear me all the time, Molly, saying the perception is more important than reality. He will perceive you as having a chip on your shoulder, being unreasonable, hating her, opposing him, no matter how, you know, what he says. That's not profitable for you.
And you're right, and what you're saying is true. And so here's, like, step back from that, and here's the broader question. Okay, so let's pretend for a minute that she is unreasonable and...
Okay.
And he can't see that.
Okay, and will never.
And so I am not supposed to cross that or to point out things or to stand up
absolutely
for myself.
Absolutely correct.
But
absolutely
what,
correct.
But how, after 25 years, that gets painful and it gets frustrating.
Listen, let me give you a metaphor. Only if you decide that you have to correct it. I have friends, and you have friends, presumably, who believe in a different system. They believe in a different God or a different set of ethics or a different political party. And what you do is just decide with those people, if you want to keep them as friends, is to agree to disagree. You just don't talk about it. Let me put you on hold for a minute, all right? I think, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to blow off the Barkley Marathon. We'll do it next week. Because Molly needs some more help. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to make it as quick as Molly will be back to you in just a minute. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Molly, who has a mother-in-law with whom she's really never gotten along, and it's beginning to erode some of the issues in her marriage with her husband. And I'm saying, look, and I know it sounds somewhat counterintuitive to say that there are things, and I would argue that there are things in a marriage that we just decide to agree to disagree on because we're not ever going to convince the other person. And I know staunch Republicans who are married to staunch Democrats, and what they do is that they never talk politics. I know a number of couples that are of different religious persuasions, and they don't agree. And there's some where each is willing to go to the other one's ceremonies. There's some where they raise the children in both. But, I mean, there are all sorts of issues with people that we truly love that whether it's friends or a spouse or a parent or a next door neighbor, that we're just never going to agree on. And so you can walk away from those things. That's allowed.
Well, here's one of the things that we fairly consistently disagree about. We live in a place where all his family is and my family is not.
Okay.
And his family gets together a lot. Okay. A lot.
And how often is a lot?
Oh, I mean, every holiday, every, you know, twice during the year we do sleepovers, like at a campground. It's pretty consistent.
Well, I mean, is it how, so I get the holidays, and we can certainly talk about that. But do you have dinner with them every Wednesday night? I mean, is it?
Well, I mean, we are actually the only ones of her children who live in town, so they go to all of my kids' events. We do, because of that, end up eating out with them fairly frequently, you know, sports things, academic things.
Does your husband have a job that keeps him in town?
Absolutely, yes. We will never leave.
Okay. Because one of the things that I sort of tried to convince couples, especially young couples, which is obviously well past the time with y'all, is to at least take a couple of years and go and live in nobody's small town or nobody's hometown, or that you go back and forth, because I think it's helpful for the person whose small town it is as well to feel that they're not underneath that kind of protective umbrella, which can be suffocating sometimes. But so you're saying that the likelihood of moving to another town is not high.
It's untenable. No, it won't happen because of his job. And
are his parents likely to at some point move to? So
yeah.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
There's five total.
So they wouldn't go and live with one of the other families?
No.
How did he end up being the one who stayed in town? Is he the oldest?
No, he's actually the youngest, and we did live somewhere else.
Youngest or oldest, yeah.
He's the youngest, and we did live somewhere else, and I knew that that was the best place for us because of the issues with his family.
Yeah.
And he got a job offer he couldn't refuse, and I refused and said no, and I put it in writing and said I will never move there. And after years and years of pushing, and here's why it's a great idea, and then through some other medical circumstances, I ended up quitting my job, and it made sense for us logically to be here, but not family-wise, because I knew it was going to be a problem.
So how long have you been there?
14 years.
Okay. Is it worth walking away from your marriage?
No. No.
Well, that's something to remind yourself. All right.
But what I need is how to deal with her sort of, I know this is going to sound, she's not an easy woman, and most people who know her would agree with me.
Okay, I'm not arguing that.
So, and then he has these blinders on about her, and I get that.
Not to change.
But it creates these situations over and over and over again, and I have gotten to the point where I have said to him, okay, I'll just roll over, and you do what you want to do. I mean, if there's a family function and you want to go and I don't want to go, then go. Or if there's, she's expecting.
Okay, all right, wait a minute. Is there, what if you negotiated a deal that said, let's make a list of all the predictable family functions? We know the two sleepovers. We know the holidays. Do you ever spend time with your family on the holidays?
We go maybe two or three times a year. They're fairly far away.
Okay. So what if you and your husband set New Year's resolution, okay, because we're still in January, so in theory we can sort of pull out the New Year's resolution card, saying, look, here's the deal. I don't want to put you in an embarrassing position where you have to show up without me and explain why I'm not there, and that furthers the rift between your mom and me and puts you right in the middle. So let's agree that we work out a system that says that I will go to two-thirds of the issues, two-thirds of the family thing, one-third, the 10% you're not going to go, which means that gives me a bit of leeway, and that we'll negotiate the other ones. Or, I mean, the idea, look, again, it's not so much being reasonable, it's appearing to be reasonable. And when you say to your husband, all right, you go and I'm not going to go, that's not a solution for him.
Well, honestly, he suggested that.
Well, if he suggested it, then So where's the problem on that? I don't think it's a tenable solution, but if he does, it's worth trying.
Well, I agree with you. It's not a tenable solution, and maybe, I mean, I guess in
so do it his way for a while and see, and it either will become more tenable or it won't. And if it is, if it's workable, then the problem's solved, and it was his idea. If it's not, then he can come back to you and say, you know what, this isn't really workable, and then you can negotiate with him. Look, you have to stop viewing it that if she wins, you lose. You have to stop viewing it as a zero-sum game, and that's what you're doing. And what it's doing is it further adds to your aggravation, it further adds to your anxiety, it makes you angry. And if you could stop doing that, then it will rest easier on your stomach. It will rest easier on your kids. It'll rest easier on your marriage. You love your husband. Sounds like you've got a good marriage. You've got great kids. And so you've got a mother-in-law that's not the world's easiest person to deal with. And hopefully this will give you mother-in-law lessons about how not to behave when your kids are in the same position that you're in. It's amazing how often that doesn't work, but nevertheless. And in the meantime, is there anything likable about your mother-in-law? If I said I'll give you $1 million, I know $1 million this week is nothing. If I said I'll give you $1 million if you can tell me 3 things about your mother-in-law that you actually like, could you get any part of that money?
Oh, yeah. She's incredibly stylish. She's a fantastic cook. I mean, she keeps a beautiful home. She's...
Okay. So if you decided... Do you work outside the home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do?
Attorney.
Okay. Well, that gets us back to your winning and losing thing, doesn't it, a little bit? Okay, so what if you said to her, let's take a cooking class together? Or, you know, can I come over once a month and will you teach me the family strudel recipe?
Here's what I know, having been around for 25 years. If I open that door much, she will try to take over.
Well, so what would taking over mean? You're asking her to teach you to cook. She's already in charge. What could she take over, Molly?
Well, but she would...
Molly, answer the question. What could she take over?
My family.
You're going over to cook over there. How could she take over your family? Molly, you're going to... Kiddo, I could spend the next 5 years of my life talking with you, and you're not going to change anything until you decide this isn't profitable. I'm banging my head against a wall. It hurts. It gets bloody. And no matter what anybody says, I'm going to continue banging my head against a wall. That I'm saying find something that's valuable to you, that is valuable to her, and begin doing it. What is she going to take over?
If she had her way, she would be with my family a lot.
We're not talking about being with the family. You're talking about going over and taking a cooking lesson with her one day a week or one day a month or whenever. How could that morph into taking over your family?
Oh, I just...
Molly, it couldn't. You have gotten to the point where no matter what she does, if she said to you, Molly, you know, I've been a terrible mother-in-law and I want you to forgive me, you'd say, she's lying, she's just trying to ingratiate herself. You've gotten yourself to the point where no matter what anybody does, you've already predetermined that it's not going to work. It's got to be tiring for you. I mean, you've got to feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders and nothing's going to change. You cannot change her behavior. You cannot change putting your husband in the middle, which is, he's not going to appreciate it. He's offering you he offered you the alternative, which I don't think is a very good alternative, but he offered it, which is you don't have to go to the family things, and you're not willing to take that. You've somehow decided that you can only oppose her. And if you don't oppose her, if you're not vigilant at all times, if you're not watching at all times, that somehow she will take over your family and you will cease to exist. That makes no sense. That's literally the definition of paranoia. Let me put you up. 5993-7569. I'm Dr.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, I have good news. The tornado watch is now over. But that was really interesting, watching over the water a tornado, and then the wind had been blowing all day, and all of a sudden, dead calm.
Right.
And then torrential rain.
Yep. You were in the inflow, huh?
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's actually... as long as it didn't blow out the electricity or my windows.
Yeah, exactly.
That was good. All right, so we were talking with Molly, and we blew off our It's Bourbon, Let's Fix It, which we'll just reschedule for next week. Don't worry. And Molly actually, after I said, you're paranoid, Molly actually had to go. She called back to tell Shane that she would actually listen to what I said, and she had to go pick up her kids. But folks, listen. Let me say a couple things about Molly in particular, about you folks in general. My job is to change your mind, if you think about it, right? Because you're calling up with a problem, and basically you want me to help you basically do the same thing with a different result. Not going to happen. So that means if you can't change somebody else's behavior, which essentially you can't, you got to change your own behavior. To change your behavior, you need to change your thinking. That's one of the hardest things any of us ever do. You know, I've told the story before. If you're a psychologist, you basically do your graduate research on one of two populations. You either do it on undergraduates or you do it on rats. Every psychologist I've ever known would rather work with rats, even though, you know, we presumably are going to work with people at some point, because rats learn, human beings not so much. If you move the cheese with a rat sooner or later, learning theory is about not the rat going after the cheese. Learning theory begins when you move the cheese and you figure out how long it takes the rat to figure out, there's no cheese here. And so they'll go someplace else. And that's what learning theory is. With undergraduates, with human beings, the issue is, well, the cheese was here before. You know, when I did this before, it always worked. Well, there should be cheese here. Well, you know, I read somewhere that there was always cheese here. I mean, it's very hard to convince human beings to change their thinking. And until they change their thinking, they're not going to change their behavior. My job, well, even being able to make eye contact with y'all, in a nutshell, is having you change your thinking so you'll change your behavior. And I don't have very long to do it. I don't have any real tools other than talking with you. And it's tough. It's not so much. I mean, for me, it's a challenge, and I love it, and it's part of what informs my life. For you, I mean, you've got the hard job. You've got to listen. You've got to be open to it. You've got to admit the possibility that what you were doing before was not viable. Which means, in words of three syllables, that you might be wrong. That's tough stuff. And it's not written down. You can't reread it. You can't sort of take a break from it and come back, which is part of the reason that I tell you it's the podcasts are up very quickly after whatever our conversation is, whatever the hours. So you can go and listen to it with the podcast. Because I get that it's an uncomfortable medium, that it's public, that it is only verbal. You can't read it. That hearing something, we don't have a very high retention rate, we human beings, when we're listening to things. I think the retention rate when you're reading something is like, I don't know, I think it's like 53% or something. When you're hearing it, it's like 17%. And then you have to not only remember, but remember kind of what I was saying and how I was saying and what we were saying. And at the same time, you're trying to figure, I know you guys, you're arguing in your head with me. When I'm talking, you're arguing what you're going to say next. Perfectly normal, perfectly okay, but not the world's most optimum way of retention. So podcast. And honest, I don't have an agenda. You know, I'm not trying to convince you. I'm not trying to convince you I'm smart. I'm not trying to convince you you're dumb. I'm just trying to convince you that there might be a different way of doing it. And the reason I do that is I walk you through what the alternatives are, right? I play my cards open. Say, well, what if you did this? And showing you that it basically, whatever you're doing, if it hasn't worked before and you've done it a bunch of times before, it ain't going to work this time either. Therefore, you can hear, and for Molly's obviously, I mean, she's a smart woman. She obviously listens to the program. She cares enormously about this. She loves her husband. And this is really troublesome for her. But you hear also that every time I suggested something, she would say, nope, not going to do it. Nope, not going to do it. And not because of anything other than it's really, really, really hard to change your mind, to admit that there may be a different way of doing it. And part of it is, as I said, zero-sum game. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. Life is seldom a zero-sum game. The best solutions are always win-win. The worst solutions are lose-lose. And unfortunately, I think Molly is in a situation right now that's lose-lose. And she doesn't view it that way. She views it as her mother-in-law is winning. Her mother-in-law may be a bully, but no bully ever feels good about themselves. Bullies basically are insecure people who say, well, if you won't love me, I will not be ignored. You can at least hate me. So that's what I'm saying. If Molly, if you can figure out a way to love her, to show her that you actually, you don't have to love her generically, that, you know, that she's a great cook. Will you show me how to make that? Who among us is not flattered by someone saying, teach me something you know? And yet you hear me all the time suggesting people, well, what if you got mani-pedis together? You know, what if you did something that was neutral, that was positive for both of you? And it has to be positive for both of you, because otherwise you won't do it. There has to be some gain for you and some gain for the other person. But if you can find those in relationships, then you have a whole different way of responding, of acting, of being. All right? So, I need to applaud Molly for calling, for sticking with me when I'm telling her exactly the last thing she wants to hear. I'm saying, Molly, you're not going to change your husband's behavior. You're putting him in the middle. You're not going to change your mother-in-law's behavior. I mean, she's 71 years old. For 71 years, she's done this. You can change your behavior. And it's not the world's easiest thing to do, but it's at least feasible as opposed to the other two, which are not feasible at all. Okay? So understand that, you know, and I am incredibly appreciative of how difficult what I'm asking you guys to do is. And the fact that you call me, the fact that you trust me, the fact that you don't swear at me very often, the fact that you only occasionally hang up on me, I am incredibly grateful because it's not easy. Our posture when someone says, you can't do it that way, is to say one of two things. Either say, to hell with you, yes, I can, which is the aggressive posture, or fine, I'll do it your way, which is the passive-aggressive, sullen, you know, I'm going to roll over and play dead. Neither are very viable. What we need to do is learn to negotiate with one another. Not the world's easiest thing to do, and it's why I'm incredibly grateful and appreciative of how often you guys do it. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. For those of you who could hardly wait to hear about the Brave Marathon, which really, or the Berkeley Marathon, sorry. I think it's actually pronounced Berkeley, spelled Berkeley and pronounced. We'll do it next week. We have a bunch of It's Broken, Let's Fix It coming up, which I know we do on Friday, and I know you guys like it, and I like it too. But we'll get to it. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.